7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay. Is this a mistake? Am I making a mistake? Is this a bad idea? Yeah, okay. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of
The Dubious Goals Committee, oh yeah.
Guten Morgen, meine Kinder. Boku wa Udo Toba desu. Ore wa Baka Gaijin. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. I'm outside. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And we've kind of got... I don't know. Is it too hot for me to be out here? Probably. Okay, we're down at the creek. We're down at the creek for no reason other than, got to go outside. Get some exercise. Maybe find some dudes or some golf balls or something. What are you going to do, right? So here we are. In the creek. I'm working my way down into the valley, and it's a little warm. It's a little too warm for me to be outside, but it was breezy, so it fooled me. I've been tricked by the weather and its devious feints. So we're probably not going to be down here for very long. So I've walked over to the edge of the creek. I'm looking into the water. It has become that time of year, that annoying time of year when leaves fall out of the trees. Which means two things. One, there's no longer as much shade down here, and there's sun on me. The sun is not good. Also, a lot of these leaves, they start changing colors, and then they fall into the creek, and they curl up a little bit, and they look like golf balls. They are not golf balls, they are leaves. If golf balls grew on trees, I mean, come on, we wouldn't be down here every freaking day looking for golf balls. We could just, you know, pick golf balls out of the trees, duh. Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 white ones right here, plus a yellow Callaway. And up here a little bit further, what do we got in the water over here? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 white golf balls, none of which look like they're very interesting. They're not custom printed jobs or anything. There's also a yellow, another yellow, there's another white. That pink is still up in the golf ball eating ravine. There's Mati tracks in the mud. And the mud is slippery. Did we get some more rain overnight or not? I don't understand what the weather is doing. Because I did see a puddle when I was driving over here. And I thought, why is there a puddle of water in the middle of the street? I do not understand. All right, checking a couple more white balls upstream here. Nothing. There's a couple of white balls up on the bank. I think we found those yesterday or the day before or whatever. I don't know. Gronky. Okay, I found a butterfly. Hello. He's nice. He's just flexing his wings on a branch. He's taking a butterfly break. That's good. Everybody needs to take a break. And, what am I doing down here? What am I even thinking I'm doing down here? Yeah, I'm getting sun on me. And I don't like it. plus all of this fresh air, it's getting into my lungs. I cannot take credit for that line. That's I'm back up on the bank. I'm going to walk upstream a bit here. That line comes from an episode of Wooster and Jeeves, starring Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry. It's the it comes from the episode, the Village Sports Day episode. The bookmaker guy, what's his name? He approaches Wooster, Bertie. Vossi's Los. What is that over there? Oh, God damn it. And who didn't bring a camera? Why didn't I grab the camera? Whoa. There's one, two pretty big heraceums growing on this log. Okay. What does it all mean? It means we gotta check the other log. We gotta check behind the log. Well, I'm gonna tell you what this means. It means we're gonna have to come back with a camera and take pictures of those before they disappear. Which then leads me to believe, might there be others around? We got, when I say heraceum, there's mushrooms over there. There's a mushroom on there. And there's a, is that a green golf ball or an orange golf ball on this side? That's an unusual place for a golf ball. I think it's just a yellow. I'm going to leave it. Because I need to get smart. Turn around. I need to get out of here. This is not good. We are well above my tolerable limit of heat, and it's still really humid. Now, what are these? I'm going to get back up to these clumps here. Wow. You know, is it heraceum or is it a coral? No, this is freaking heraceum. But I don't know what it is. It's not bear tooth comb. Oh, yeah, duh. I know what it is. Why am I being stupid? It's lion's mane. Wow. Some good sized chunks there too. Why didn't I grab the camera? That's kind of weird. Anyway, I don't know. I do weirder stuff. That's dumber. But as for me, I need to get out of here. And I don't know, I gotta get home and I gotta get some bitter cherry cola in me. I gotta cool down before bad things start to happen. So, well, that means we gotta do something. What are we gonna do? Let's just take attendance. Is everybody here? Let's take attendance. Hey, Quafio, take care of this.
Okay, Brenda.
Oh, Brenda. Should I fund this? Should this be funded? Okay.
Funded. Present. Astronomic kit. Present. Ghost bail. Ghost bail. Uh-oh, tardy again. Oh, ghost bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
If you want to see my boobies, say hi.
Hi. Can you sing?
Yeah.
Can you read music?
Well, there's no two ways about it.
Can you match pitch?
Trust me.
Ah. That was a really good start.
I'm the best singer in Tasmania, with teeth.
Love it.
What's your name?
Fat Amy.
You call yourself Fat Amy?
Yeah, so twig bitches like you don't do it behind the back.
I will. See you at auditions, Fat Amy.
I can sing, but I'm also good at modern dance, olden dance, and mermaid dancing, which is a little different. Usually sit on the ground. It's a lot of floor work.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef.
So we picked up some beef here, brown onion, and some green onion, okay? And some pork chili. So we're cooking the Mongolian beef, the oil gotta be a little hot, okay? A little garlic. Sugar. Chili. Ready to go.
Japanese kabedon.
Yeah, it's always the kabedon. Gonna sneak up and get you every damn time. So here we are, back in the old Action Base 5. Sitting here in the synth zone, listening to some synth. Because to be perfectly honest, I can't get enough of this. Dunka 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 dunka. And then we add the FM modulation. That was redundant. Now we add the frequency modulation. Courtesy of an Atari Punk console. Let's mess with it. Back to normal. And let's go back to wonky. Do we need any of that? What was I thinking last night? Last night I had some idea. And now I don't remember what it was because I didn't write it down. What a surprise. But I did have some other idea. And I don't remember what it was. It was it something to do with... no, I remember what I was thinking. I was thinking that, well, this is sort of a dumb idea, but, you know, as the committee is aware, I don't really have any analog drums. I've got plenty of outboard drums. You know, I can use, like, the teenage engineering stuff for drums, but it's so difficult to work with, and it sounds so bad, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Teenage engineering needs some help. They need to hire some, well, people who are experienced with things like electronics and synthesizers and design. Anyway, I was thinking about drum stuff. I'm thinking, what kind of drum stuff can I do already? And, you know, we can sort of get some drum sounds out of Florian, but that's kind of a waste. That's wasting a lot of resources to just get one single sound out of. And I was thinking about this last night, and I was thinking about, yeah, I got to get around to building the Kakapo mating call, which is just, you know, a kick drum module. And then I was thinking, well, what am I going to do about cymbals and hats and stuff like that? And I realized, you know, that's not really a problem, is it? Because I've got noise. Where's my noise? There it is. Still kind of in that wave configuration. Or a gust of wind that I'm not interested in. What I need, oh, there's some lovely, very red noise. What I need is cymbal. And what I was thinking was, you know, can't we just do a thing? I started Florian, but I've got Florian turned down because what I want to do here is try to set up. I'm trying to remember how this works. Can I just take? Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of weird stuff in the background here for a few seconds. I want to plug that back into there, but I want to unplug this. And what happens if we just plug this into the trigger? Yeah, okay. I've got flip, 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 flip. Okay, we got some clicks in that noise. Maybe you can hear it, maybe you can't. So, what are you trying to do, Tob? Well, I'm just trying to find, where do I have some clock? Where do I have some rhythm? Nowhere. Okay, I've got that. And if we wanted to incorporate a thing, we might be able to make it into something. So let's plug that into there. And what is this again? This is this thing. And what if instead it goes like this? And where was that? Oh, that doesn't work. Oh, that one doesn't work, Tob. We got to plug it into the upper one. See, this is the good thing about building your own modules. Sometimes they don't work, and you got to remember which parts of them work and which parts of them don't work. So let's try that again. I probably just clipped the crap out of everything. Okay. Child, please. Yeah. So that's what it sounds like into that thing. What if now instead we go into this conveniently placed Vactrol that's right next to this? It's smacky.
Huh.
Yeah, okay, so we got smacky.
Does it do any good? I don't know what that's supposed to be, but it's moderately interesting, maybe, kind of. I don't know. Obviously, we got to get some more filter action going to really make this work, but, you know, to me, if we're really going to try to make a cymbal sound, like a hi-hat or a ride cymbal or something, I don't know if that's what I'm actually trying to do, or if that's even what I want to try to do right now. One of the reasons, because I don't have the cables. Yeah, I've used up all my patch cables. But I really need to unpatch some of this junk. I don't really want to deal with any of this. And what am I even trying to do? We need to incorporate this filter over here and blah, blah, blah. What we need is we need a better envelope. We don't exactly have a cymbal envelope here, like a ride or a crash. I'm just using clock to open up that Vactrol, which isn't very sexy at all. But what alternatives do we have? I don't know. Let's unplug it. And let's go back into, that's just regular old clock. I want wonky clock. And this isn't even clock. Got some good trigger in there though. Okay. Just sounds like tiny firecrackers in an alley full of cardboard boxes. That's really specific, Toby. Yeah, I know. I like specific sounds. Okay. Let's do something weirder. Let's go like this. Punch it in. Not working out for me. I don't think this is the solution to our problem. I need a very specific device. Actually, I need a very specific two devices. One of them being a Turing machine that I'm still not... Yeah. There's a lot of Turing machines on the market. And I don't know which one I want. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're all the same. It's the only ways that they're different is in functionality and how you address them, so to speak. So it's like, I don't know which way I want to go because I don't know where my workflow is heading. My workflow. Getting really tired of hearing people say workflow. I mean, like, probably go ballistic if I hear it again. So let's plug the filter back in. And, why am I not hearing anything? Is it because... Did I put... Where did... Oh. There we go. So now we got that lovely pink noise back. Well, that's pretty red. That's some pretty damn red noise. Anyway. So yeah. Not a lot of action going on here today. Because today's Saturday. I gotta watch some sports. Gonna do some sports balling. I got racing to watch. I've already been watching football games. My next game... Oh, wait. Yeah, actually, I think the... Oh, the late game doesn't start for another about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So, okay, I got time. I got time to mess with this. My big plan today, at some point in time, I think I'll unpatch most of this stuff. And then, what am I going to work on? I don't know. What do I... That's what I should have done today. Kind of want to go back to... doing the funky, sweet, switched sequencer business. I sort of have this weird idea where I want to do this really complex arpeggio that then changes keys or goes through a chord progression. I haven't really given it a whole hell of a lot of thought. I thought, oh, this would be a good idea. And another good idea would be I need to run over to the hobby store and get a piece of plastic. And I need to cut plastic panels to cover up the gaps in my rack so that dust doesn't get in there, so bugs don't get in there, so my cat doesn't get in there because the cat is trying to climb into the synth because that's what cats do. I don't know why. I am not a cat psychiatrist. I'm just a synth guy. A synth guy and a marmot guy who's on the radio every damn day at 1930 UTC. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I gotta get some lunch, so this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Down the drain.
And now for today's secret message.
Chicka-bye, chicka-bye.